I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
The Daily Freeman reports that Representative Mark Molinaro will speak at the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce breakfast at the Diamond Mills Hotel and Tavern at 7:30 a.m. on April 12. Molinaro represents the 19th Congressional District and says he will discuss the workforce shortage, combating inflation, and encouraging business development in the Hudson Valley in the address. It costs $30 for members and $40 for non-members to attend the event and hear Molinaro speak. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that Democrats in a New York appellate court have a lawsuit that would redraw the congressional district maps. The lawsuit seeks to compel the State Independent Redistricting Commission to create yet another map of New York's congressional boundaries. The Independent Redistricting Commission deadlocked along partisan lines and failed to create a map originally, so the Democrat-led legislature stepped in and created a map that was thrown out of the court because it was considered gerrymandered to favor Democrats. Then a special master created the district lines that are currently in place. Democrats have hired the Elias Law Group in Washington, D.C., which touts itself as, and I quote, the nation's largest law firm focused on representing the Democratic Party, Democratic campaigns, nonprofit organizations, and individuals committed to securing a progressive future, end quote. The case is scheduled in May before the Appellate Division of the State Supreme Court in Albany. It is possible that congressional elections in 2020, 2022, and 2024 could have three different district maps if the Democrats prevail. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that local Democrats and Republicans in Congress voted on opposite sides of a bill March 30th that would lower energy costs and hasten global warming, leading to more costs later. But it was all just congressional theater, as the bill is unlikely to pass the democratically controlled Senate or be signed by President Joe Biden. The Lower Energy Cost Act would increase domestic production of oil, natural gas, and coal, and ease permitting restrictions that delay pipelines, refineries, and other projects and hasten global warming by increasing pollutants. Local Democrats Paul Tonko and Pat Ryan voted against the bill, and Republicans Mark Molinaro and Elise Stefanik voted for the measure, which passed 225 to 204 in the House of Representatives. New York Senators Chuck Schumer called it, and I quote, dead on arrival. Ryan said, and I quote, my community has long and well-documented history of big corporations dumping toxic pollutants, particularly PFAS, in our waterways, and while there are many reasons I oppose this bill, I rise today to speak on this aspect in particular, end quote. Molinaro said, and I quote, the historic legislation that passed with bipartisan support lowers energy costs for upstate New York families by increasing domestic energy production, reforming the United States' broken permitting process, and streamlining new energy projects, including renewable energy projects, end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Local congressional representatives Pat Ryan and Elise Stefanik responded on Twitter March 30th to the news that former President Donald Trump has been indicted by a Manhattan grand jury, while Paul Tonko and Mark Molinaro stayed silent in the first hours after the story broke. Stefanik, a Republican representing the 21st Congressional District, including Rensselaer County, wrote, and I quote, this is unprecedented election interference from corrupt socialist district attorney Alvin Bragg. The radical far left will stop at nothing to persecute Joe Biden's chief political opponent, President Trump, ahead of the election, end quote. Democrat Pat Ryan, who represents Dutchess County and the rest of the 18th Congressional District, wrote, and I quote, no one is above the law. Even a former president. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office now has an obligation to lay out the facts and present its case. I urge all Americans to reject any calls for violence and respect the rule of law. End quote.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.